Welcome to The Lay Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Do you believe in angels? Most people do. But they have many popular notions about angels. In this series, Tom Murray will be showing us from the Bible what God reveals to us about angels. And I must say, it's pretty amazing. Keep listening.
Well, welcome back to our study in the angels. And you'll remember that we're dealing with the first of the three orders of angels. That is, there are common angels. And then above them, there's a group of angels known as seraphim. And above the seraphim, there is a group of angels known as the cherubim. Now, we have discussed the common angels, and we discovered that there were two of those common angels that we actually know the names of. That is Michael and Gabriel. And we finished our last broadcast by discussing what we can know about Michael. And today I want to pick up with Gabriel, and once we finish with him, then we'll move on to the second category of celestial beings, that is, these wonderful seraphim. But the second angel that we can know among the common angels is called Gabriel. Now, the name Gabriel in the Hebrew means the mighty one of God, the mighty one of God. Now, Gabriel's main work in God's economy is to be a messenger of revelation. Gabriel is the one who reveals revelation from God to man on the earth. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 8, verses 15 to 27, it was Gabriel who gave the revelation concerning Israel and what would happen to that nation in the end days of human history on the earth. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 9, verses 20 to 27, it was Gabriel who revealed to Daniel the 70 sevens, and it was Gabriel who then timed in those 70 sevens the actual first coming of the Jewish Messiah. In the book of Luke, in chapter 1, verses 11 to 20, Gabriel was the one who revealed to the priest Zacharias, the husband of Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, who would be the mother of Jesus. It was Gabriel who revealed to Zacharias the coming birth of his son, John the Baptist, who would be the forerunner of Christ. Also, in the book of Luke, in chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, it was Gabriel who came to reveal the message of God to Mary about the coming birth of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, Gabriel has some work to do in the future as well as he had to do in the past. In Luke chapter 1, in verse 19, we're told that Gabriel is one of the common angels that stands in the very presence of God. That's in Luke 1:19. Later in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 2, we are told that there are actually seven angels that stand in the very presence of God, and Gabriel is simply one of those seven. Now, we don't know the names of the other six angels who stand in the presence of God, but we do know one, and that is Gabriel. And these seven angels, of which Gabriel is one, are the ones that are going to pour out the seven trumpet judgments during the period of the tribulation, according to the chapters 8 and 9 in the book of Revelation. Now, the Bible also mentions other angels, and it even mentions other individual angels, but they are not named. And it doesn't tell us any of their names, but it does, in fact, tell us what these unnamed angels actually do. As I said to you just a moment ago, we know that there are seven angels standing before the presence or the throne of God. As I said in Revelation 8:2, we know one of them is Gabriel. What is not known is what the names of the other six are. But we also know that these seven angels, the six that we don't know their names, along with Gabriel, are the ones who have the seven bowls and will use them. Now, the other angels that are mentioned in Scripture, not counting the seven I just referred to, is it mentions four angels in the book of Revelation in chapter 7, verses 1 to 4, and that these four angels are called the four angels of the four winds. And they are going to also have a part in Revelation 7, 1 to 4, in the events of the tribulation period. Then we have in Revelation 14, 8, a reference to the angel of fire. But we don't know his name. We just know he is one of these common angels, but called the angel of fire. But then in Revelation 16, 5, we have another reference to another common angel, and he is called the angel of the water supply system of the earth. You'll find him in Revelation 16, 5. So there are a myriad of common angels mentioned in the Bible, but then there are specific angels mentioned. Michael, Gabriel, the other six with Gabriel at the throne, the four angels of the four winds, the angel of fire, the angel of the waters, all carrying out God's plan. Now that's going to let us move on to the second category of celestial beings, which are the seraphim. Now, the seraphim are not spoken of very much in the Scriptures. In fact, the seraphim are only mentioned in two books of your Bible, the book of Isaiah and the book of Revelation. Now, the Hebrew word seraphim, or seraph in the singular, means a burning one, a burning one. And the very same word is translated elsewhere in the Old Testament as the burning one in Numbers 21:8, in Isaiah 14:29, and later in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 6. So let's look at the book of Isaiah first before we go to the book of Revelation. In Isaiah chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, and later in verses 6 and 7, there are four things that we can learn about the seraphim. First of all, we are told that they are all around and they surround the very throne of God in the third heaven. The second thing we can know is that they are characterized, seraphim are, by having six wings. Now, while common angels have no wings, seraphim have six wings, and they can have three pairs of two wings each. That is, three wings on their body, but in pairs, six wings, but three pairs. Now, each pair of wings on the seraphim have different purposes, and each pair of wings has a different function. The first pair of two wings is for the purpose of covering the feet of the seraphim. Secondly, the second pair has as its purpose for the covering of their face. And the third pair has for its purpose their flying and their ability to be mobile. So, seraphim have six wings, three pairs. Each pair has a different function or purpose. Now, the third thing we can learn in Isaiah about the seraphim is that they praise God to each other continually. One says to the other continually, 24 hours a day, all the time. It constantly says one to the other that they are praising God. And they say over and over and over again, according to Isaiah 6, 2-3 and 6-7, they say, "Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the fourth thing we can learn from the book of Isaiah regarding the seraphim is that it is a seraph that actually purifies the sin of Isaiah himself. Because in Isaiah 6, a seraph comes and takes a hot coal from the altar of sacrifice in the temple in heaven and places it upon the lips of Isaiah, and Isaiah's sins are cleansed. But that's as much as we can learn from the book of Isaiah about the seraphim. And that's all we can learn in the Old Testament. But that brings us to the book of Revelation in the New Testament. And in fact, seraphim are mentioned 8 different times in the book of Revelation in the New Testament. From Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 to 11, we can learn 7 things about these wonderful seraphim. First of all, we're told again that they are round about God's throne. They surround His throne. Secondly, this passage tells us that these seraphim are full of eyes in the front of them and in the back of them. Now, being full of eyes front and back symbolizes that these seraphim are able to see far beyond the human realm in order to be able to carry out God's providential decrees and orders. Now, the third thing from this passage we can learn is that seraphim have 6 wings, just as we told you in the Isaiah passage. The fourth thing this passage confirms is that seraphim do not all look exactly the same. While all of them have 6 wings, that's the main thing that they all have in common, they do have different facial characteristics. There are 4 categories of seraphims or seraphs, and each of them do not look exactly the same. They have different facial characteristics. And we're not going to have time in this broadcast to go into what those 4 facial characteristics are like. But suffice it for now for you to know that while the common angels, some of them stand in the presence of God, the seraphim surround the throne of God, and the seraphim constantly are praising to one another the God Jehovah of the earth. And they are saying, "Holy, holy, holy," over and over again. "Holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." And so the purpose of the seraphim is to bring glory to the God who created the universe and all that is in them. And they constantly surround His throne, shouting praise 24 hours of day, 7 days a week. And they've done that since the day that they were created and will continue throughout eternity. Well, I'll see you in our next broadcast.
Thank you, Tom. Well, I hope these programs are helping you mature in Christ and to better understand the spiritual warfare taking place around us. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. In Memphis, the number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. And you can also contact us through our new website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of our radio programs. Now make plans to join us again next time right here for The Lay Disciple.